Welcome to the Straitjacket Quartet, starring
Charlie Rivera.
I was going to do it, goddammit.
Look at my boobie.
All right, we must pause for boobage, even if it's man boobage. Okay.
Chris Utherson.
I'm here.
It's raining, man.
I'm here to begin the cleansing of Hollywood.
And Brian Utherson.
Sounds like people right now, he's just rubbing his boobies on a pole. That's just scary.
And it kind of looked like tit fucking was going on. Ew.
He's being tit fucked by Megatron and shit. And now, God, it's scary.
Baby.
Wow. So,
oh, God.
You got what I need.
Retro 80s on.
But you say retro she's 90s. Just a friend. But you say she's just a friend. You bitch, now you.
And that was Bismarcky on QTLX Radio in LA. Next up.
Tones to touch yourself to.
Yeah. Next up.
What's that? What's that fucking song? Close your. Turn around, bright eyes.
It's called
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Next up, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yep.
He could have at least said safety dance or something. Come on.
Dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because if your friends don't dance and if they don't dance, then
that's
and then we'll break right into Men at Work with.
That's modern radio.
I gave him a Vegemite sandwich.
Oh, my God.
I came in the land down under.
Well, and then because that's being brought up, it's a flashlight Christmas.
Sister Christian. And something that rhymes with light.
That's such a great movie.
Speaking of an era when certain people were alive.
Good segue. Wow, you had yours for the year now, too.
Yep.
Oh, you're due, Brian. Huh? You're due.
Due for what?
The last one.
Segue?
For a good segue, yeah.
Oh, God.
So,
you know what? Don't put any pressure on me. Just let it happen when it happens.
It'll fester.
Yeah.
Yes, and you'll have performance anxiety just like
when
it
happens, we'll put up your picture of Uncle Fester.
Yeah, because you know me under pressure. I mean, my segue might be really bad. You know,
my segue?
Exactly. Yeah. So, anyways, cock. boobies, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she had nice boobies a long time ago.
Yeah, and now they were touching her ankles when she died.
What was that?
In or out of the wheelchair.
Earlier, Chris? Or was that you, Charlie? Something about a 29-year-old woman dying.
The Onion.com had an article on her Facebook account that said 29-year-old actress dies at like 87 or whatever age actually was, which made me crack the hell up. I didn't get to read it, unfortunately.
Now,
but
Liz Taylor was a beautiful woman, and she was in a lot of movies, but I actually had to disagree with one of my classmates because he's like, she's a great actress. No, she wasn't.
No.
She was not a great actress. She was eye candy.
Mm.
You know, and she was eye candy that looked good, fully clothed.
Cleopatra.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a tragedy that she died. Yeah, okay, fine. She died, you know.
It's not a tragedy. She was over 80.
More important people died recently. Back in January, we lost Pete Postlewaite.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, that's an important loss. I mean, you know, for those of you who are sitting there scratching your head or your balls or whatever, wondering, Pete Postlewaite.
Or trying to get your girlfriend to scratch your balls.
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck is Pete Postlewaite? Oh, and if you're trying to get your girlfriend to scratch your balls while you're listening to Three Dudes, you got problems, man.
Major.
Well, I'm going to listen to the Straight Jacket Quartet scratching my balls. I need to scratch my balls.
Oh, yeah, take it to the waist. So what are we talking about? Boobies. Yeah, baby, yeah, boobies. They're going back to boobies now. I love it.
God.
I freaking love these guys. Mm. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Jesus. Droopy's raping.
Stop talking and start fucking. That's what you should have said in Mickey's voice.
Yeah. Droopy's fucking Mickey.
Stop talking. Stop talking and jam it up my ass. Jam it up my ass. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm done.
I'm done. You bitch. Get over here, Pluto.
Gosh.
Fill me. Oh, Goofy. Goofy, yeah. Let's get the trapeze. Fill me, bitch.
Wow. The subpoena's in the mail.
Oh,
Disney heard about this before it aired.
They're going to let him out of his cryogenic.
One of the times they open up the cryogenic chamber to check, you know, to so he can check and see if the Jews are still around. They're going to tell him about this, and he'll be like, oh, fuck this. Sue them.
Sue them.
He closes the door and wake me up in 100.
Yeah. But,
yeah, Pete Postlewaite died.
For those of you who are... No, we're not going to go back into the scratching things.
No.
For those of you who are wondering who the fuck Pete Postlewaite was, Pete Postlewaite was one of the inmates in Alien 3. He was the...
Which four people watched.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for clearing that up.
We were foolish enough to go to the movie.
He was one of the 26 inmates in the movie. Oh, wait, we'll
he
narrow
was the
it down.
Bald guy.
We'll narrow it down. He had a British accent, so yeah. He was one of the 25 guys.
He was one of the bald guys, too.
Oh, so he's 25
still.
Bald guys.
Oh, okay, 25 still. 25 still.
Jesus, you're real good at
white,
this.
White, he was white.
Still 25, because no, we already eliminated Rock.
Yeah, Rock is one, but there was another guy.
There was another black guy?
Yes, there was.
I don't
was.
Remember. Oh, was
he died early.
Did he die in the air vent?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So we're down to 24. What a fucking brilliant... By the end of the seventh or eighth episode from now, we'll actually get it narrowed down enough for you to figure out who he is.
Okay.
IMDb. Just save yourself the time.
Yeah. Right.
He's been in a shitload of movies. You've seen him.
Character
you just might
actor.
Not know him by name.
He's a character actor. You've seen him in Dragonheart. He was the monk that followed around. The hell's his name?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, he followed around Dennis Quaid. He was also the hunter in Jurassic Park 2 that wanted nothing more than the right to hunt a T-Rex.
To anally rape a T-Rex.
To anally rape, yeah. He liked religious roles because...
Oh, in Jurassic Park, he was the guy in the safari hat.
Yes, he was the guy in the safari hat.
So that's only like 12 people. We're getting closer here.
Wasn't he in The Name of the Rose? One of the monks in Name of the Rose?
I don't believe so.
Oh, shit.
No. But he did play,
well. I'll fucking make it up. Just
he was.
Don't
he
worry
was.
About it.
He was another religious character, though. In the remake of the Omen, he played the priest who let what's his name know that things were going bad. So
all right, so
you're fucked. I'm
you finally
here.
Hit a movie so that somebody under the age of like 75 probably has seen. Great.
You know what? Screw you.
You know,
we're
people,
under 75, and we've seen all those movies.
That's because we're losers.
Look it up on IMDb. You'll learn
Let's
about somebody
it.
Without having to wait for
if
a biography.
If you've seen Jurassic Park 2 more than once, you're a loser. Like, willingly. Yeah, see, you're hanging your head because you know it's true.
I'm a winner because I've never watched that fucking one.
No, it was worth
that
one
was
watch.
Worth it, man.
It's definitely worth one watch. I don't know about two.
It reminded me too much of the 80s movies where we have to bring everything into at that time, modern times, and it just got retarded.
That, I mean, I don't know. I just...
It's off the Crichton Reservation.
Yeah, the Jurassic Park films obviously touched on a nerve for most males because most males as children all like dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And the idea of seeing... moving dinosaurs interacting with live action people
and things that we can relate to in size
relate to really
putting
actually,
it in scale yeah
you know that's why I was all over the bandwagon to see the first Jurassic Park, and when the second one came out and they're you know said that and somebody gave away the fact that they were going to be in LA or whatever.
I thought it was New York.
I don't think it was New York, but it might have been. But
everything happens
whatever fucking town in the United States it was going to be in, I thought, wow, you know, that what would happen if a T-Rex got loose in town? Now I know. It would eat dogs. and people. And Asian people would run away from it going, Gojira! So, you know, I liked it. And I liked the third one. And I honestly was really depressed. One thing I would like Hollywood to stop doing is thinking of every film in trilogies. Not everything can be a trilogy.
You cannot, technically, they want to do a fourth.
Yeah. You can have the three-act structure within a film, okay? But don't throw that three-act structure to, say, a first film, a second film, and a third film. You know, you're not limited to that. And one really great example of bad planning is comic book films. You cannot do a trilogy of comic book films because they always end badly. Look at
X-Men.
Thank you, Last Stand. That was horrid. They ended the show with that third one, because it was just totally depressing. They could have done so many more. I mean, it
considering that the guy, you know, that was the biggest problem, but that had all kinds of problems, you know.
Yeah.
The wind whistling through the plot holes, the characters to fill in the holes, you know, the bad acting.
I mean, the X-Men were created in, what, the 60s?
Yes.
And it took 60s. Until the 80s. It took 20 years, excuse me, to end up in that sequence. Yeah, I know. It took 20 years to have a comic book story that ended with Wolverine killing Jean Grey.
Yeah.
20 fucking years. Why is it that Hollywood told themselves, oh, we have to do it by the third film? I mean, yeah, it was great. It was iconic. They did, if you're a fan of it, you might argue it, but because I'm not a rabid fan, but I remember looking at that comic and what I remember of it, that final sequence was almost a panel for panel.
Yeah, but that was the only other thing they did right, because you got to consider, in that movie she kills off Scott, she kills off Professor X, you know.
Oh, Scott, that guy.
James Marsden.
The guy that played, he was also in
Superman Returns.
No, yeah, he was. But he was also in, that freaking live-action Disney film.
Oh, God.
That live-action Disney film?
Enchanted.
Yeah.
Shit, the live-action Disney film.
That would be awesome.
Put it in my boober. Put it in my boober. I can't do the voice, obviously, but.
Put it in my boober. Put it in my boober. Yeah.
Enchanted.
Thank you. There was a movie, and the reason I'm bringing that up, and that, and specifically that actor, is I was recently watching something on Netflix with him in it, and it was hilarious because in the movie they referred to Enchanted, and he defended it. So it was like a little inside joke.
Yeah.
And I'll have to check my recently watched queue to find it, because it was really funny the way it all came out. Stupid shit like Enchanted, and then, you know, he's like, Enchanted rules! So
I like when they break that fourth wall like that once in a while.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's always nice when they do that. But not only and while we're on comic book films.
Phantoms was the bomb, yo.
Oh God. thank you, Viewers Universe.
Yes.
For giving Charlie yet another reference to make.
Movie Cock-gobber. Poop shoot.
Yeah.
Poopshoot.com.
While we were still on the subject of comic book films, yes. Here's my good segue.
That was all right.
Michael Go.
Yep. For those who don't know, that was Alfred from the first four.
He's Michael Went now.
Yeah, Michael Went.
Yeah. Died tragically young.
He is a late Michael. That Michael is no more.
He tragically died so young.
Yes, he did.
98 years old and shit.
He's not dead. He's pining.
He's not pining. He's rotting.
Yeah. But, unfortunately, he's gone. And, you know, it really is. This is where it really sucks when, a celebrity, a 29-year-old 87 woman, or an 87-year-old 29-year-old, dies and takes all of the spotlight away from much better quality actors, in my opinion.
Now, so, I wonder, when, you know, when her body starts to decompose, is it going to turn into white diamonds? Remember, that was her big thing, her fragrance. And her commercial was always white diamonds falling, so is that how her body's going to go?
They're going to cremate her and then infuse her into the diamond.
Yeah, there's going to be the Liz Taylor diamond, you know. They're going to make her a diamond.
Yeah.
So, because I believe they actually started doing something along those lines in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, they can take human ashes and turn them into diamonds.
Let me see. There you go. You can wear your relative instead of keeping them on the mantle.
That's pretty much it. I remember seeing a report on it, and some lady's like, look at me. This is my grandma. And she pulls up a ring, and it's like, holy shit! That's what your grandma gets to be? I carry that bitch on my hand.
Damn, if I knew I could turn my relative into diamonds, I'd be killing them years ago.
Yeah, you would know if she hated her grandmother, because... If she's right-handed and it's on her right hand, yeah, that's on her ass-wiping hand.
Yeah.
Hey, Grandma, feel that. Yeah, you like the stank, don't you, Grandma?
I can't imagine what she's playing with herself.
Hey.
Clean it out, Grandma.
Hey, a grandma-tipped butt plug.
Oh, God. You're onto something.
If you didn't like your relative, you know, get a relative tipped butt plug.
Oh my God. Yeah, take that. Yeah.
Keep it in the family, we'll call it.
Exactly. you know what? If you could do a whole line of products. If you grew up in a repressive, overly religious family that wanted you to just live a life of celibacy and abstinence, and you've turned into a freaking porn star, get a relative studded cock ring. take it, yeah.
Dad, how do you like that? Yeah.
I just want you to know, lady, how's her tonsils during this scene, Dad? You're going to be fucking like 12 people.
Exactly.
And we're all in the same family, so don't worry about it.
Miss, just so you know, not only you're fucking me, but you're fucking my father.
Yeah.
My dog.
That, hey, yeah, your pets too, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the next time you're playing with
fetch, fluffy fetch.
Exactly.
Oh.
Next time you go to lick your girlfriend's nipple ring, you know, think twice about that, cuz that might be something more than you want.
Yeah, babe. Yeah. What the hell was that?
Wait a minute. Why do I taste cat ass? It does. It tastes like cat ass.
How do you know what cat ass tastes like?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I can only think of one
Shut
way
up,
you would
man.
Know.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Nipples. We were talking about nipples.
Oh, yeah.
Well, some dude could get a cock ring made of his, you know, former pet anaconda, you know. Or
yeah, bitch, take that. Yeah, you like my anaconda?
It's 5 inches.
That's my anaconda, bitch. On the end there.
Well, why not have it plasticine and then make a cast of it and then make a cock extension out of it?
Knowing a guy like that, he would probably take his dead snake to the doctors and go, I want that right here.
Yeah, this is my pet anaconda. I need you to get a female in here. Fluff me and tattoo my snake on my cock. Yeah, but it's going to look like a garter snake when it's shriveled. That's okay.
Mega Python Beach.
I'll tell everybody my dick's a transformer.
Oh, my God.
Lick it!
It'd be like one of those fucking Mad Magazine back pages that folds over.
Ow! I'm not folding my dick for anybody.
Oh, look, it falls. Ow! Ow!
Exactly. There's some crazy bitch down there that notices it. Hey, wait a minute. Is this a... Hey, bitch, are you okay? No! Let me show it to my
friend. That's actually what happened to Liz Taylor the last time she had sex. That's why she got divorced that time.
Really?
Yes. She tried to fold her man's penis into a Mad Magazine back cover.
No. That's why whenever I have some chick on my cock, I always pay attention when she puts two hands down there. If she does this, I gotta stop her. You know, both index fingers together, bad. Index finger and pinky together, that's okay. So index for leverage. No.
Do you want me to break it?
No.
Let it go. But it'll feel good. No, it won't.
No.
No, seriously. Well, look, how would you like me to invert your tit, okay?
With a sledgehammer.
With a sledgehammer.
I'll pull your tit through your back, bitch.
Exactly. You break.
Give me that nipple. Now you gotta hump back.
You gotta give a hi-yah out when you're doing that.
you break my cock. I'm gonna reach up inside you with my fist, grab your womb, and pull it out.
Don't finish do it.
Oh, I'm gonna reach into your twat,
dude. Where's that finishing move on Mortal Kombat?
What?
Where's that finishing move on Mortal Kombat?
Finish her. Abortion.
Oh.
Abortionality.
What did you say?
Abortionality.
Oh, God.
Scorpion wins.
Get it out of my hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but the abortion, the abortionality, to be complete, would have to be... abortionality.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, and then...
There's 10 subpoenas in those two sentences alone.
Well, you remember when they came up with the gay-ass friendships?
Yeah.
Well, there'd be one chick, you know, he reaches in and, you know, pulls out, you know, keeps reaching around for nothing. And she looks down, already had him removed.
Oh.
You know, or,
I think we lost that one.
Or, no, hold on. Pulls out, party animals. A little party balloon.
It'd be really funny if he pulled out one of them magician's string of handkerchiefs.
Yeah, this is that
little bunny rabbit on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely.
Dude,
so,
and what?
So three people died.
Yeah.
I have a theory.
Well,
though.
You'd have to be fair because you'd have to give one of the female characters. What do they call it when they...
Castrality,
yeah. They'd have to have a female character reach into the pants and rip the cock off of a male character.
Hold on,
and then beat him to death with it.
At one point, they were talking about doing, like, reversal fatalities for mm-hmm. this. Now, can you imagine if they put it in there, someone does it right with the chick character, and all of a sudden, Scorpion gets swallowed up in the vagina.
Oh.
Just... you know...
And then you'd have to show like
in
the cartoons,
snake swallowing a mouse.
Yeah, where they show the distended stomach from him trying to get out.
Exactly.
You see the foot.
then the female pushing character the female character turns to camera, flexes, squats, and shits out bones.
Exactly.
X-rated Mortal Kombat.
Poopality.
Oh,
Boone,
God.
Tobias, you got your next great deal.
We
got your next great ideas there for that game.
Yes, send your donations to the Screen Jacket Quartet.
Or 10% of the sales.
Because I swear to God, if I buy the next Mortal Kombat and I see one of our ideas on your game...
Whether you came up with it independently
exactly.
or not...
Exactly.
We're coming after you.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? You're out there, and I know you're listening, okay? Man Junk was ours. You're an asshole for trying to steal it. We're going to find you.
We're going to shit
you. Are so dumb. We're going to find you.
Exactly. Freaking cocky.
Climbing in your windows, snatching your ideas up.
So, any bets on who the next celebrity to bite the bullet for me?
Before we get there.
Oh, okay.
I think I know how the three died without looking it up.
Okay.
Okay? It was obviously a Vatican ninja warlock assassin.
Yeah.
Sent by Charlie Sheen to divert attention from himself.
Might have been Charlie Sheen himself, because you have to think.
He does have tiger's blood.
Well, it's not only
and
that, but
DNA.
You got to think. There hasn't been much about his craziness. You know, right before they died.
Well, Pasta Weight died the beginning of the year.
Well, he took him out a while ago.
Before all
that was before all this. And then he made the big uproar to get people, you know, somewhat focused on him, but he could still, if you think he can do it right, he could actually sneak out, have a lookalike, walk around his house, yell crazy-ass shit, and he could go out, take out, you know, those two.
It's all a plot. It's all a plot, I'm telling you.
Vatican sitting there going, what the hell? Why'd you kill them? That's not who we wanted.
I'll tell you, man, it's crazy. So who's next? That's a good question.
You know, going back to that Vatican thing for a second, I mean... Could you really picture, I mean, everybody thinks of the Vatican, you know, all the religious people as this, like, place where, these wonderfully nice people who are in touch with God are coming up with the ways and, you know, the rules and everything. Nobody realizes these fucking guys all talk like Goodfellas. Yeah.
They are the Goodfellas.
They are the Goodfellas. I mean, seriously,
forget
about
one German man in the front.
Mit the German.
Yeah, but see, the Goodfellas would never allow that.
Well, that's true. That's true.
But German, they allowed that one there. Time, and look how it turned out. Mm.
You stay okay. Over there, German boy. We got things to talk about.
Yep, go get us some fucking wine.
You do what we tell you to.
Go get me a fucking sausage.
Not yours.
Is that Vatican code for a little boy? Go get me a fucking sausage. No, not a dinner sausage, a breakfast sausage.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm voting for... All right, I got to go to the vote. I'm voting for one of the Cyruses. Either Billy Ray or Miley.
Next?
Yes.
Really?
Throwing the curveball at him. One of those two.
Oh, so he's pulling this one out of his ass.
Okay.
Well, I can see that feasibly in one way. Billy Ray would die of a heart attack when he saw the first sex tape that Miley put out.
Which is coming closer. She's already got a YouTube or had a YouTube video of her smoking pot. Fucking, you know, taking
telling
a
ball. You, man, she's going to have like three guys penetrating her at once. The video's going to get out and
okay.
Dad's going to have a heart attack.
I didn't say
that. She'll scream, Daddy, these guys are bigger than you.
I didn't say who's going to be the next Lindsay Lohan. Okay, I said who's the next one to croak?
Well, Billy Ray would die of a heart attack.
Okay, I'll go with that.
That's what he's going. I see.
It's one of those two. So.
She's going to overdose or he's going to croak.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. I'll go with that.
What about you? I haven't come up with one yet.
You haven't come up with one yet?
No.
Okay.
Or, hold on, I forgot one. They both could go at the same time.
While they're having sex?
Well, that and then, you know, they both pull out guns and kill each other. You know, she's trying to kill him for, you know, what she's done and... Yeah, I mean, what he's done, and then, you know, the other way. It's fucked up.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a big name. I'm thinking either Sean Connery or Michael Caine.
I was thinking Michael Caine.
Michael Douglas.
Mm-mm. No, he had cancer, so we have to be nice and not vote for him.
Oh, okay.
That would be inappropriate.
Is he still married to Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yes.
He's next.
I was going to say, you know
I'm going to rig this fucking election here. Because no man...
I'm glad you actually finally...
That's 70 years old should have somebody as smoking ass hot and Welsh as Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
He
just
needs to
so
die.
That you know, if you go to jail after Michael Douglas dies...
I don't care. I am going to ruin that pussy for every other living man before I go to jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I have to agree.
You know why?
Because
she has a fucking T-Mobile phone, won't get signal in the castle. I'll kill him and bang the fuck out of her. She won't be able to walk to get to the landline. I'll get out of there, and I don't care what happens to me after that, because I had Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah,
wow.
I just watched Chicago the other day, so yeah, I can agree.
Okay. All righty then.
So Michael Douglas, watch out, because I know you listen.
So you're going for Michael Douglas. I'm thinking Michael Caine or Sean Connery. Chris is going with either of the two Cyruses.
Yep.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah. Who's your pick?
Give us your pick. Yeah. Give us a call at our non-existent number, or...
You can email us at straightjacketquartet@comcast.net.
Or quartetstraightjacket@yahoo.com.
You can also find us on iTunes and Zoom.